You were involved in the civil rights movement back in the 60s. Now you've got, if you like, you've got hip-hop music with, again, young black guys trying to make a protest, to do something. From your perspective, can music change the way people think? Can it be an effective medium of change, do you think?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, I think Stravinsky saw it that way, and Beethoven. Why shouldn't African American music, especially a music that is so tuned into the time, so topical, and it always has been going back to slavery, this music has always addressed itself to what's going on. So hip hop is to me another manifestation of the work of Coltrane.
Are you still active yourself in social issues, racial issues, that kind of thing?
So. Well, you know, the fact of a black man's existence is a political event, whether one wills it or not. I say I want to take a flat here in London, and I call a woman on the phone, and she says, okay, you've got it. And then she sees me and says, you don't have it. Already that's a political issue, and I didn't mean it to be. And that has happened to me here in London.
I'm sure it has, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not anything one should feel guilty about, but on the other hand, it certainly one should be aware, conscious of the fact that that is our reality.
A lot of the jazz people, they're very intellectual. They talk in a very intellectual way. These are a lot of long words. They analyze how you play incredibly in detail. I wonder how much you've ever gone into these intellectual ways of playing. I mean, do you think about it, or you just play? I mean, or even your peers?
No, I can't speak for my peers. I could certainly, having read some of the writing of statements that people have made, like Ellington and Fletcher Henderson, Sidney Bechet. Certainly, I think there's I suppose that's what you're asking me, is there an intellectual dimension to this music? I assume you're not asking that, or saying that, putting that in the context that there is no intellectual dimension in music at all.
I regard music as being coming from the spirit and from the heart, primarily, and I've always just been of the impression more that you would probably use your imagination and play from that.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to ascertain is you're talking about performance music, and improvised music, such as so-called jazz music, or are you talking about music in general? I suspect you're not, because if you think of people like Ravel, Satie, Rachmaninoff, and Webern, this music is profoundly intellectual, perhaps a bit too much. So music in general, obviously, any artistic medium has an intellectual dimension. Why wouldn't black music? Why not? I assume that it would, but people might not think that it does, because many Negroes are not formally educated in colleges the way white composers are. But believe me, we certainly give thought to the musical process by which we're able to create our work.